Okay, so picture this. You're a business owner, and you've got this digital workforce that just never quits.
Always on the clock.
Yeah, they're always there, available 24/7, and they can handle all these tasks and, answer questions, even like anticipate your needs.
That's like the ultimate dream team.
Exactly. That's the potential of intelligent virtual assistants, IVAs, for businesses, and that's what we're diving deep into today.
That's right.
And we've got some great material here to guide us. So we'll be exploring, just how impactful IVAs can be in different industries and how they're not just, answering simple questions anymore.
Right, they're so much more sophisticated now.
Exactly. They can analyze data, personalize customer interactions, even handle complex tasks.
And I think that's really what makes them so fascinating, the way they can really bridge that gap between human needs and all these, digital solutions.
Absolutely. So we're not just talking about basic chatbots here.
No, not at all. Those are a thing of the past now.
Right. So the source material here really dives into how IVAs can solve some big challenges for businesses. Things like, boosting efficiency, improving customer service. But I'm curious, like, what does that actually look like in practice?
Well, think about it this way. You're running a busy e-commerce site, right?
Right.
You've got customers coming in at all hours, placing orders, asking questions, needing help.
Right.
Now, an IVA can handle all of that order tracking, answering FAQs, even providing personalized product recommendations based on a customer's browsing
So
history.
it's like having a super efficient employee.
Exactly, one that remembers every customer's preferences and never takes a break.
Wow, and that's got to be huge for customer satisfaction.
Absolutely. It's all about creating a seamless, personalized experience.
Now, one thing the source material mentions is this idea of natural language processing, NLP. I'll be honest, that always sounds kind of intimidating to me. Can you explain it in a way that makes sense even for someone who's not a tech expert?
Sure. Think of it like this: NLP is basically teaching a computer to understand and speak human language. So it's like giving your IVA a crash course in language, but instead of memorizing vocab lists, it's using complex algorithms to analyze sentence structure, identify keywords, even understand the sentiment behind what someone is saying.
So if a customer types in, "I'm really frustrated that my order is late," the IVA can pick up on that frustration.
Exactly. That's where sentiment analysis comes in. It helps the IVA tailor its response to the customer's emotional state so the interaction feels more empathetic and helpful.
That's pretty incredible.
It's all about making those interactions feel more human.
Yeah, and the source also talks about the importance of data in training these IVAs.
Right.
I'm starting to see a pattern here. Data is key.
Absolutely. Data is the fuel that powers these systems. Let's say you're opening a new restaurant and you want your IVA to handle reservations and recommend dishes.
Okay.
Well, it needs data menus, seating arrangements, popular dishes at certain times.
I see.
The more data it has, the better it can personalize those recommendations, manage those reservations effectively.
Right. So it's all about feeding it the right information.
Ooh.
So let's say I'm convinced I want to bring an IVA into my business. Where do I even begin?
Well, the source material really hits the nail on the head when it emphasizes planning. Before you jump into development, you need a crystal clear vision of your goals. What specific tasks do you want your IVA to handle? What kind of customer interactions should it manage?
So it's like measure twice, cut once, but for IVAs.
Precisely answering those questions up front will guide the entire development process, and once you have that blueprint, integration is key.
Okay.
Just like you wouldn't build a new room in your house without connecting it to the existing plumbing and electricity, your IVA needs to seamlessly integrate with your current systems and workflows.
That makes sense.
It's all about making sure everything works together smoothly.
Now, we can't talk about IVAs without addressing the elephant in the room. What about jobs?
Right.
There's always this concern that automation will replace human workers.
Yeah, it's a valid concern, but instead of thinking about replacement, think about augmentation.
Augments.
Yeah. IVAs are powerful tools that can free up human employees to focus on what they do best.
So it's not about humans versus machines.
No.
It's about humans working with machines.
Exactly.
I think the source had a good example about a marketing department where an IVA could handle data analysis and reporting,
Right.
leaving the human team to focus on, brainstorming creative campaigns, building those relationships.
That's where the true magic happens.
Sure.
IVAs handle the repetitive tasks, allowing humans to dive into the strategic creative work that requires empathy, intuition, complex decision-making.
So it's all about leveraging the strengths of both humans and machines.
Absolutely.
It's clear that building a successful IVA takes more than just buying the latest tech. It's about understanding your needs, planning carefully, and always keeping that human element front and center.
That's key.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into IDAs, I think the big takeaway is that this technology is rapidly evolving, and it's going to change how we work, interact with the digital world. So for you, the listener, the question is, how can you use this tech to create opportunities and solve challenges in your business or field?
It's a question worth pondering.
Absolutely.
Because the possibilities are really endless with this technology.
I think that's a great place to leave it. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of IVAs.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep innovating.
And stay curious.
Bye.
Bye.